Welcome to Botches Off-Road. Join us as we talk about everything from gear reviews to trail stories, tent camping to rock landing, and all things to do with the outdoors. And it's a wrap, boys. Oh, I hope you heard that, listeners. I hope you heard that.
Wait. Let me get mine out. Before we go into the wrap, which I guess it kind of does fall into the wrap, I have the Cider Mill Donut by Blake's Hard Cider. I've been saving it since this weekend when Mark gave it to me just to try it out today. So let's get the crack here. Ooh.
It sounded all crisp.
Mmm, right. Smells like... I do smell like cidery donut in it.
Yeah, dude, it's really...
That is not bad.
Right? Not bad. No.
Okay.
It was a gamble, and Alex was like, I don't know about this. And we cracked him like, oh my God, this is the best decision.
It's so good.
It can almost taste like, yeah, a little bit of caramel, a little bit of apple is kind of what I get out of it.
I think it tastes like Christmas, which is supposed to be fall, but I just taste Christmas.
Yeah, that's weird. It's not bad. I would give it... On my scale, which people that do listen know that I'm not a big alcohol guy, but on my scale, I'd give it like a solid 6.5, 7 out of 10.
Okay. So last time we had you taste test a beer, it was a Brapple. Which one's better?
Oh, this by far. By far. The Brapple would have been like a 3.
We need to get Blake's to realize how great they are and how great we are, and then start sending us beer and sponsoring us.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, the flavors, it's weird because it's almost coffee house-ish. Like,
yeah.
I almost get like coffee house. It's weird to say that, and I'm definitely not one of those connoisseurs that's like, do you hear the wood notes? From the proper beige. I don't do that. I actually have really poor taste buds, but that's just the vibes I get from it. Like I guess I could taste a little donut. I definitely get some apple. It's definitely sweet. But the alcohol's at the back of the tongue, so it's not bad.
Very drinkable.
Yes, very drinkable. No, I think I really... Out of the stuff I like the best, like I like Reds. They had like a Reds, their ciders, and the blueberry. They have like a blueberry cider.
Not very often. That is my favorite Reds. And they had it like 4 years ago, and I haven't seen it since.
Yeah, actually. I really like the blueberry, though. But this is higher up there as far as alcohols I've tasted, especially lately. Hasn't been a... whole lot. People have been giving me straight shots of like bourbon and stuff at camp, and it's not. They're like, "Do you taste that? Isn't that good?" And I'm like, "It tastes like ass, like alcohol ass. Like I don't taste anything but alcohol."
Which is funny.
So, I think you would enjoy the sangria that we had at our wedding.
I'm not our wedding sangria, man. Yeah,
you know.
Congrats,
what,
Mark and Alex, by the way.
We're a part of.
No, that dude.
Congrats.
I'm not a wine fan, right? Like, actually, very much so despise wine. That sangria that Taylor had made for her wedding, oh my God. I drank like half of the jug that was pre-made. Like,
sangrias. I really like Bloody Marys that are a little lighter on the vodka. Or is it tequila or vodka?
You can do both.
Vodka, right?
You can do both. Traditional as vodka.
I do like the spicy. Spicy ones. So
I like,
but yeah, I mean,
I like Bloody Marys as long as there's a sausage in it, because if there ain't a sausage, it ain't worth it.
You hear that first.
Mm-hmm.
Congrats on the marriage. He only likes Bloody Marys with wieners in it.
No, I've been different, dude. Like, usually I drink a lot of beer, but lately for whatever reason, I've had so much liquor in the last like 3 weeks, and like,
yeah,
I like a good mixed drink, like I like a Jack and Dr. Pepper or something. Like, I'm good with, like,
dude,
as long as you get the mixture right. I used to do like Jameson and like Baja Blast Mountain Dew.
Oh yeah.
And used to do that But, you know, it's just like, it's a certain time and place for me. Like, I can't do, like, the podcast and drink like this at the podcast. I can't go grab, like, a mixed drink like that.
Oh, I
but
could
if
sit
we're sitting
here
out at the campfire, and I'm like, yeah, okay, I'll do a drink or two.
I could sit here doing shots. I actually was thinking about, we could do, like, I want to do a drinking game over the podcast, but I haven't quite figured out what I want to do yet. So, because I think it'd be so fun, dude.
Update, the burps taste just as good. That actually tasted almost better because there wasn't any alcohol behind it. But
like, we could do something like, I don't know, if you, or maybe a, if you've had this happen, take a shot kind of thing. And we could,
or
all
to try to get us off of a bad, fuck, I just did it there. To get us off of bad, damn it. I did it again. Anytime we say, you have to take a shot.
I love this idea. That would be so goddamn
fun. I would be
goddamn
fucking wasted on, like, I have such a bad, like, I was deleting us before today for my podcast, and it's like, I'm going through it, and I'm like, oh my gosh, stop it. It's not a space killer. I could just not talk and cut it out. What am I doing?
I think it's funny. So, like, I was talking
shot
to you. Yeah. You know, I'll go get vodka. I'm down.
Dude,
I was,
you'd be so fucked.
I was talking to Jimmy, and he was saying how, you know, he goes through and cuts out all the us. And I was like, dude, just try not doing it once. And he didn't do it three times, and nobody noticed, including me, who was specifically listening for the stuff to get
I
cut out.
I forgot about this conversation.
I mean, I don't cut them all out, but it's like the ones where I use them as a pause, like a break. I'll be talking, and like, so all you have to do is this, and then you could do this. If I cut it out and it makes zero difference in the conversation, that's kind of where I'm like, okay, this is a useless, see, it's a useless break.
Yeah.
I wouldn't play that game because I would be fucking sloshed.
Dude, but it was
so fast.
We could do like a half hour episode talking about who knows what, and that's just what it'd be so fun, dude.
I would need like a 15-minute one just so I could wake up the next day. Because I wouldn't be able to function. I'd be that messed up. I do it so much, and I caught myself. I swear to God, I deleted like 30 us in like the three episodes I recorded earlier today. They weren't even long ones. I was just doing update episodes and just making sure I had stuff, you know, pushed out onto that page since I've been so busy. Well, speaking of busy,
yeah,
let's get into our rap for our last week. So,
guys, we all have the same rap.
Yeah,
yeah.
Been a while since
I don't
done
think
that.
We've all had the same rap in a minute.
Probably since the last time we had the Botches camp out.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So yeah, we did Chords and Calf, the inaugural Chords and Calf.
Mm-hmm.
I think it went well.
Yep.
Yeah, I think it was good.
Yeah.
I think for what is typically the like the topic, Chords and Calf, like the typical category that's in, I think we did very well because people stayed pretty much the whole time.
Well, dude.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't get that kind of engagement. People usually stay for an hour. People were here from when we started at 12 until I think I left at like 6:30.
We didn't leave till 8.
Right. So, yeah. I mean, all in all, it was good, man. We had a fire. We had chairs by the fire. It was basically like camp, but, you know, with donuts, coffee, and everybody chilling and checking out each other's rigs, so.
Yep.
Yep.
And one thing I noticed that was interesting is, like, so you go to rigs and coffee, and you end up with, like, 20 different little groups that are all broke off together. We didn't really have that. We had a lot of full group conversations, a couple of small little break-offs, but.
I must say, I'd like to say at most we had three separate groups at one time, but other than that, it kept getting reformed back to one group.
Do you want to, not to change subjects, but I just got a message from my wife. Do you guys want to try a new segment real quick?
What's that?
It's called Mystery Mail Call.
Okay.
I got a random package through UPS, and I haven't ordered anything.
Dude, let's do it.
Oh.
All right.
All right.
So Mystery Mail Call for the viewers. Uh-oh. Sienna says she knows what it is, and it was extremely fast. I don't know what it is. Super. Oh! Holy shit! So I won a giveaway with Supery, the light company.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That was like a day or two ago. They're in.
Nice.
Holy shit. That is the fastest shipping I've ever had. And I don't even know what.
They probably shipped it right away before they even announced the winners.
Oh my God, dude. I've never had that happen. So let me just open this up real quick. I'm going to rip the box because I don't have a knife on me.
Here, let me just pass you mine through the screen.
I got this. This box is tough. It's made in China.
Because I've been sitting here combing my beard with it the whole time.
Sold as a set. So there's three boxes that say sold as a set. I'm going to pass it up to the camera for the guys.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So let's pull out the first one. I don't know what these are. Oh. These are not. These are. There's more than three of them.
Oh.
Aw.
Okay.
Rock lights?
They could be rock lights. Oh, shit. Yeah, I think they're rock lights, dudes.
That's exactly what they
are. Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck. Okay, so I got...
It's a little nicer than the ones I put on the back of mine, but they look good.
I got some connectors. I have... Let's see how many I got.
I guess eight.
Six or eight.
So I got... I think it's six. So three... Four, five, six. Yep, six. Holy shit, dude. That's perfect, because I really didn't need any other lights. A large wire. What do you call that?
Loom.
Harness. Looks like it has one button. Ooh, I don't know, boys. We might have to do this at your... No, it's all connected by one. So I think if I splice the wire, I can just run this to my...
Switch panel?
Yeah, because it's got the button right here.
Mm-hmm.
But if I just take that out...
Yep.
And wire before that...
It's just one colored, not multicolored?
Yeah, I don't even know. So it's got some backers...
Yeah.
I don't even know yet. It's got a remote. What the fuck?
Oh.
It's not one color.
Yeah, but I'll say you got a remote. It's not one color.
God damn.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot of fucking buttons, boys.
You're going to be partying.
I don't know. So I don't know. Can I do that then?
Yeah, you should.
I might have to keep that switch, right?
You should be able to run main power into the... You got switch panel and then use the remote for the rest.
Bro. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a lot. IP68 rated. Oh, there's app control too.
God damn.
Yep, and they have some directions for, I think, wiring it to the switch panel.
I need to, like, get on these giveaways. Fuck.
I don't know what these are even priced at, to be honest, but free rock lights. For six of them?
RGB is going to be your little more expensive type because of being multicolored.
Right.
Yeah. I would do these underneath, and I'll just keep the ambers and stuff for some area lighting because I don't really have any colors. I'm not like banging out with like light blue or anything on my shiny rims, but which is a joke to anyone who's ever seen my rims because they're spray painted black. So
yeah, they're,
you can find it. You can find a red to match your berry.
That wouldn't be bad. It might look purple, though.
Hey.
But, all right. Yeah. So that's a fun segment. We need to do that more often.
I mean, on that case, it's not really a mystery mail call, but our flag is here.
Oh, yeah. You did get your flag. Yeah it's a mail call. There you go.
Yeah, I added that to the official store. So, listeners, go to our store. It's in the show notes down below. And buy our junk. We have cool junk, and you should buy our junk.
And we want you to buy it to just have it. It doesn't really give us anything because we have it priced low. So
it is priced.
It doesn't.
You also got to talk about the other item.
It's priced really low, like the license plate holder that he just made too.
It's not a holder.
Or the license plate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That actually looks like a state plate. Like it's sick, dude.
Yeah, I do. I have a holder. I have the holder. I didn't do a plate yet. The holder's pretty cool. It's just got the topographic on it and then the three bears on the bottom. So it's not super, like, in your face.
So that website that I used to get the topographic for Skidder Hill, oh, that's the cool thing. All the new stuff has the Skidder Hill topographic behind it.
Yeah.
Which,
yeah, so that's pretty cool.
Although we don't, like, go out of the way on the item to point out that it's Skidder Hill, just knowing that it's Skidder Hill is cool enough.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
But so that website that I used to get the topo, I think I'm going to start paying for it yearly. It's like $100 a year. And we can just get topo from anywhere we want in the world.
Which would be really cool for each Cords and Calves event.
That
to do,
would be.
To do like
yeah.
one item, like a sticker. And use the topo on the background of the sticker and just have our Botches logo on the front of it.
Use
that as a background.
Yeah.
Really like that idea. So, yeah, we've got some cool stuff on the store now. We've got, just kind of give you a rundown, because if I don't, maybe you'll hear what you want and you'll go get it. So we got a really cool license plate. We got the really cool flag. Our Hawaiian shirt that everyone seems to want. There's one of those on the store now. There is a hoodie, which it's a really high-quality hoodie. It's got our logo embroidered on it instead of printed, so it's not going to wear off. You can buy our patch. We've got a patch on there, a nice beanie.
Which I just bought one. I got to try out this weekend.
Yeah, I need to order a new beanie, and I'm going to design a new zippered hoodie here soon because I like zippered hoodies, and we don't have any on the store right now. Then, obviously, you can get our stickers. We've got the all-famous koozie, which I also need to buy a new one because I gave mine away. And we've got a can-shaped glass with a top and a straw on it, which I use every single night next to my bed because if my my cups don't have tops on them, my cat drinks it all.
Yeah, dude. What's weird? Dude, what's up with that? They have perfectly good water. And our cat knocks over our glass cups on the kitchen just to get into the water. Like, they put their whole head in it.
They're the worst.
Retarded, man.
Like, he knocked it over on all my phones and my alarm clock and my my e-reader and all that stuff and just soaked everything. I'm like, you little cocksucker.
Okay, yeah, so, well, hold on, we gotta go back now that we've got our plug-in. Hey, yeah, check out HOA, too. I have a lot of the same things Alex already said. Anyway, so back to our really successful Cords of Calf, dude.
Cords of Calf was great.
Yeah, so, how many, did we ever get a full count of how many people actually showed up? Was it 10, 15? 19. So, 19 people, we had a couple kids. My kids showed up, Shane's kids were there. They were all playing together. It was really fun. It was a really good day. No rain. It looked like it was going to,
It rained at the beginning.
Yeah, just for a sec.
Just before everyone showed up, it rained a little bit.
But I mean, throughout the whole thing, it didn't. It was good. We had firewood. We had a shit ton of donuts that I was not expecting were going to be gone through. Oh my God.
I should have bought two of those sprinkle ones. I knew the kids were going to annihilate it, but jeez, they were gone.
They're like $6 a box, and I bought like four of them. And I came back thinking, getting four, I'm like, cool, I'll have extra for a couple of days. I went in there towards the end of the event. There was two left out of every single box, even the ones that Mark got. And I was like, God damn.
And we went through almost two whole coffee things from whatever coffee shop that was.
Big B.
Big B, yep.
Big B's.
Yep. Dunkin' got the good shit.
Yeah, I was really happy with it. Yeah. And in the future, you'll just have to watch our show notes. And I think I like the idea. Did you hear what Craig was saying about the three words thing?
Yeah. I'm in the middle about that. Like, I think it's really cool. But then how much extra work is it going to be for a listener to get into? Like, I don't know exactly how that works.
My thought is, We start doing the three words and we say the three words during the episode, but we put the coordinates in the show notes, because I don't want to sit here and rattle off -40.835 by -90.2.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah,
because then it includes both sides. Because, like, I don't have that app for whatever that is. And
it's really cool, though.
I'm absolutely sure it is. It's just one of those things, like, I don't know if I want to add more stuff to my phone right now.
Yeah, no, I feel you.
It might come in the future, like, if we start doing a lot more. I think we should do merch drops. That would be fun.
Yep.
And do the three word. We could do that specifically. Do a merch drop in a random part of Michigan. Make sure it's sealed up really nice, and then do three words, and then whoever comes upon it gets the merch.
I like that idea.
That'd be kind of fun. Like a geocache almost.
Yeah, but for listeners.
But for listeners.
We see.
And if you don't listen, you don't see it. We won't post it anywhere else but where we the podcast.
The Snail Trail guys do something similar. They made these little like coin things, and then they've hidden them all over California. And if you find enough to say Snail Trail, then you win a whole mechanic set from Gear Wrench Tools.
Ooh.
So.
Temper trip.
Has anyone actually done it yet?
I guess one guy did. I don't know. I'm not fully sure on that one.
That's really cool. There's a lot of cool stuff that we're planning on doing. More cords and calf. More drops, I'm sure. We'll do some more giveaways, I'm sure. We're just kind of getting into this, and as you guys might or might not know, it is an investment to do any of this
for sure
from us. So,
yeah.
So we kind of have to take it slow because we're not rich either. So,
and we got
to... We had an event we were going to do with cryptids, but I think we've held that off this year.
I think we're going to hold that off because we wanted to do a cryptid type hunt, do some cutouts and stuff, but the plywood, the stenciling, the cutting out, the painting,
the time,
and to do
the time.
And the multiple figures to put it out. It's a lot. Like, I think I'm postponing my Rex run.
Oh shit.
Just because one of the other main organizers, he's a teacher. He's literally got a Jurassic Park Subi. Like, it's like a themed Subi and everything. He was going to bring a bunch of like dinosaur stuff too. He just realized that he wouldn't be able to make it. So to me, it's like, hey, no big deal. There's plenty of other stuff going on. It won't hurt us to wait till next year and to just plan it out better.
Right.
So I'm not upset about it. Gives us more chance to get some dinosaur costumes. Maybe by the next time we can do it in October and have some dino costumes. And, you know, I wanted to do like a tag event with dinosaurs chasing the kids, and maybe like some dinosaur sounds in the middle of the night out in the woods just to scare them a lot. I don't know. So we'll see. But it'll give us more time to plan it out. And these events are all really fun. So I kind of don't want to half-ass it, and that takes it off my plate so that I don't have to half-ass it. You know what I mean?
We need to we need to get out and do some scouting for Cords and Calf October. So I have an idea. So there's this place that we all go that we really enjoy with some decent wheeling that I'm not going to say the name of because we haven't decided it yet, but you know which one I'm talking about. It's up north of Reed City.
Oh, yeah.
That particular place is a state area, so we don't have to abide by the 20 people limit.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I see. I think I know what you're talking about. Was it the place where you broke Mark's tailgate?
Yes.
Swing out. Okay. Yep.
So... I think
if anybody listens, they might know.
Got a couple areas there.
I think that that would be worth using four cords in calf at least once.
Yeah.
I'd love to do that place in White Cloud next to the lake, but maybe for a smaller one since we're worried about the people part of it.
See, and that's the thing is, we're not gonna be making events anymore. There's too much around that. But
yeah.
If you listen to the show. We'll have it in the show notes. We'll talk about it in the show.
Pay attention to our socials.
Yep. We'll put out reels when we drop the cords, then you can check the show notes, and boom, there's the cords.
And you know, if you really, really, really want to go, you could send one of us a message.
Yeah, well, more than
that.
Oh, yeah.
And depending on if we like you or not, we'll give you the cords.
Yeah. Because
if we don't like you, we're not going
to
give
you. We're just trying to make this... outrageously big.
Yeah.
We don't need it.
As much as I would love for this to be like a Rigs and Coffee sized event, it's not sustainable for this type of event because
we can't afford for it to be sustainable.
Well, and
that's really
the thing is, if we were doing it that big, we'd have to get permits every month.
Yep.
And it just, it's not going to work.
It'd be one thing if we had the money from external. Areas, if someone might be sponsoring us, like a company, off-road company nearby that works on, lifted trucks.
Jeeps.
As a really large online warehouse.
right here in our hometown,
And, they'd never have enough stuff. They always have a ton.
They have a super cool Cadillac out front right now.
Yep. Yeah. So, I mean, hey, we're not talking about any company in particular.
No. It's just one that hypothetically may exist.
Yeah. I mean, but if there was someone who did fit the bill that wanted to help out with these kind of events, we'd be more than happy.
They could come set up.
It would be, I might reach out to a hypothetical company that may exist. To see if they want to do one in their parking lot over the winter, because that would be pretty sick.
Yes, it would.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it would.
That one could potentially be a little bit bigger than what we usually
exactly.
do.
I don't know. The parking lot size, do you think it would be bigger or smaller? I mean, it is a privately owned area, so I figure there is some grace there
and if
having
we,
to get permits.
If we work with a hypothetical really good restaurant that's right next door... maybe we could take over their parking lot, too.
True.
So.
We could definitely do it in an abandoned parking lot of a store that closed down that they have thousands of.
That might hypothetically be here, but just got purchased by another company and is currently getting filled with rental equipment.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I haven't been in Grant in months. Not really. I haven't been in Grant in the downtown area by that area in a while because I don't have any need to go down there anymore.
I'm there every day.
Yeah. So that's interesting. Yeah. I mean, there's lots of possibilities, guys. And if you have an idea, let us know.
Yeah, for sure.
So far, we only have one super active listener. And I would really like to have more super active listeners.
Yeah. I hope we're talking about Wreck-It Rob because Wreck-It Rob's great.
Zach.
Oh, wait, which... that Zach.
Yeah. Zach always gets...
He was asking about insurance recently.
Yeah.
Just...
That's because I was talking to him on mine because I think he heard our podcast where we were talking about our insane insurance.
To put it out, Michigan insurance is some of the highest in the country. That's why our insurance is insane.
Horrible. Yeah.
California insurance is cheaper than ours. Let that sink in.
Oh, that feels so wrong to say that, actually.
Yeah. So if you guys have any, ideas, you guys want to help, work with us, anything like that, let us know.
I do.
That kind of chocks up our 30 minutes and our wrap.
Yeah. I'm really excited about Cords and Calf, though. It's an event that to me is pretty special and I think could really become something really good.
Yeah. And if you guys could bring some donuts next time and maybe firewood, that'd be great.
Yeah. We did run out of firewood, but we were okay. A normal Rigs and Coffee lasts, what, 2 hours?
Yeah, typically.
Yeah. We were not expecting to be almost there for like
eight hours.
I got home at like 7 and Cena's like, "You're not home yet?" I'm like, "Nope, just got home." She was talking about dinner. She's like, "You guys can stop at a restaurant because I'm just getting out." And I'm like, "Yep, I'm almost at home." And she's like, "What the fuck?"
We should definitely do like lunch next time because all I ate donuts and then I didn't eat again until dinner time.
Yeah. We should do hot dogs or something. Hot dogs are cheap.
Yeah.
The can of hash and donuts did not last me until dinner time.
Oh, dude, that's all I ate was those donuts that day.
Same.
Donuts and three monsters.
But,
I was starving.
Yeah, Gourds and Calf.
All right.
Gourds and Calf was great.
Yes.
Yep.
All right.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Have a good day.
Bye. Later.